This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
He spoke this to me a few weeks ago, and he brought it back to me. And I kind of had a few weeks off, you know, with our guests coming and speaking, and my wife spoke last Sunday. It's good to be back ministering the Word. What I've entitled this message is, Are You Resting? Let me say that again. Are you resting? Amen. After what I've been through this week, that really hit me. Pastor Rich, are you resting? I need to rest. How about you today? Amen. Now, when I talk about rest, okay, we could talk about physical rest. Amen. How many know today it's very important that we have times of physical rest? All right? Very important to the body. Like yesterday when I went to play, you know, the softball game and I kind of got hurt a little bit, my mind kept telling me, keep playing. But my body was saying, that's it. Amen. Go rest. And that's what I did. We played two games. I only played the first game. Second game, I went on a bench. All right? Because it was hurting, you know. There's a time to know when to go, and there's a time when you need to rest. Amen. But I'm going to take that a little further today. I want to talk about a couple aspects of our life as Christians. How about spiritual rest? Maybe you never heard a message like this, so you're going to hear one today. What about spiritual rest? And how do we attain spiritual rest? How many know today you need to rest spiritually? Has anybody ever heard that before? Some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy. But you won't by the time you receive the word today, okay? Resting. Are we resting in the Lord today? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4. And I think we'll probably let you out early today. How many would like that? So you come back tonight. Amen? Praise God. Hebrews 4, verses 1 to 11. Okay? Are you resting? Praise God. I want you to keep in mind physical rest, spiritual rest as we read this, okay? Amen. Verse 1 says, Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering, now listen, into his rest, somebody say rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Here, the writer of Hebrews, we're not sure, I believe it's Paul, but many say they don't know who penned the book of Hebrews. It says here that we have a promise today. How many like promises? Amen. Many promises in the Word of God, but here's a promise for the Christian today, for the obedient Christian. He says here that we have a promise that we are to enter into rest. Amen. You have to what? Enter into rest. And he says here, we need to be real careful that we don't come short of this or that we don't miss this, okay? I believe a lot of Christians today don't have this rest. And I'm going to explain that as we go on in this message, but many are on pins and needles today. But the Christian, this is a promise for me and you today. That even though the world is going crazy, even though the economy is going goofy, even though people are losing jobs, how many heard about Chrysler going to close 800 dealerships? A lot of crazy stuff happened, and GM is going to close too, so many dealerships, whatever. There's a lot of things happening in the natural world that if you're not careful and you forget the promise here that God says, You can still enter into my rest. Oh, man. Are you resting, church, today? Amen. He says, be careful. It's a fearful thing if A Christian who is obedient in the Lord doesn't walk in this promise of having rest. Oh, praise God. Rest in who? In Jesus. Amen? We have the rest in Jesus. I'm gonna go on here so you can understand a little bit of what we're trying to talk about here. But this is a promise of resting in the Lord. How? By faith. How many know today everything is by faith? Everything by faith. Amen? When you don't feel good, when your body's hurting, praise God, when things are happening, you still what? You still got to keep going by faith. Amen? The world goes around by faith today. Your life goes around by faith. Amen? So today, by faith, we can rest in the Lord. Now let's go into this a little bit more. You're going to get some understanding as we go on here. Praise God. It's a promise though. Don't lose this promise. Alright? It'd be a terrible thing. Many Christians, I believe, don't have this promise today. They're not walking in this promise. We need to be. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. He's talking about the Israelites here. Okay? He's making a comparison here. From the time of old, the gospel was preached to them, and now is to us, it says, as well as unto us, even us today, the gospel, we receive the gospel, the word. But look at what happened. It says, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. What a tragedy. The word of God, the truth, did not profit the Israelites. You say, why? Because they didn't receive it. They didn't believe it. They didn't walk in what? Faith. Amen? He says, now today, it's the same thing as well as us. That we have to hear the Word of God. We have to receive the Word of God. Because if we don't receive it by faith, you know what? It won't profit us today. You say, well, I'm not supposed to make money off of this. That's not what I'm talking about. Profiting your life becoming better because of the Word. Amen? You spiritually growing today because of the Word. Amen? Let me ask you, is the Word profiting you today? I hope you all should say yes. Amen? The Word leads me and guides me and strengthens me. Amen? The Word blesses me every day. If you're reading it every day. Amen? So he says here, this is what happened years ago. The word did not profit the Israelites because they didn't believe. Do we believe today? I sure hope so. Amen? We need to believe, right? Another way to say this is this, that the people did not have trust and confidence in the power and wisdom and goodness of God. So when you don't, you know, today we had a couple of us come up here and what? Pray for us. Why? Because we believe in healing. Amen? But some people don't believe in healing today. How many know that? Some churches don't even believe in healing. What a tragedy. So you know what? They're not going to get healed. If you don't believe, you're not going to receive today. Amen? But it says here, they didn't trust. They didn't have confidence. That's so important. That's what believing means today. To have faith means to have confidence. To trust God. To trust what His Word says. Amen? Israelites, they didn't have it. So we know what happened to them. They struggled. They didn't receive the blessings of God like they could have. Even though God still was there for them, they went through what? The wilderness. For how many years? 40 years. Around and around. It was a 10-mile radius that they walked. Can you imagine that? 40 years in a 10-mile radius because they couldn't get it. Around. It's like this. They were going around and around and around and around. You get that today. Sometimes Christians are like that. They go through a particular situation and somehow, some way, God helps them and they get through it. But they don't change the way they're living their life. They don't change some of the things they're doing. So 6 months later, you know what? The same problem happens again. And they go around again. Oh, jeez. Instead of moving on, amen? How many know we got to grow? We have to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to learn from our past. The Israelites, they weren't getting it. Oh, hallelujah. How many got it today? Amen. All right? It's important you get it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to a scripture here. In James 2:17, it says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." Today you can say, "Pastor Rich, I got faith." You know what I'll say to you? Show me. That's what God says. Amen? If you got faith today, then you got to walk that faith out. Praise God, every day of your life. Amen? That's what we're talking about here. All right. Let's move on. Verse 3. He says, "For if we which have believed," this is us today, I pray, "for we which have believed do enter into rest." There it is. If you're believing today, you can be in rest today. You can have rest, praise God, spiritually. It says, "As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath," now listen to this, "if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." He says here, those of us who've believed, we are able to walk in this rest that Jesus gives us. But you know what? Those people in the Old Testament, the Israelites, God said, I swear in my wrath," how many know God has a wrath today? He says, "they will not enter into my rest." Why? Because they didn't believe and they were disobedient. Wow. God says, "they will not enter into my spiritual rest because they don't believe and they are disobedient." Praise God. How many know today that's when problems happen to us? When we don't believe God, what He says, and we don't listen to what God says. Amen? We have problems, right? He says, man, they're not going to have this rest. But today, this rest is for me and you. Amen. Even though you got problems today, everybody has problems. How many know that? We're all human. Everybody has situations we're going through. Everybody. I don't care if you're a child or you're a senior, you're in your 80s or 90s or you're 50 today. Everybody goes through things. Amen? But the key today is that you can be resting though. You can still walk in spiritual rest if you trust Jesus. Amen? How many are seeing it here today? All right, let's move on. It's going to get stronger here. Verse 4, he says, "For he spake in a certain place," now here you need to catch this, "on the seventh day, on this wise, God did rest the seventh day from all his works." Who rested? God rested on the seventh day. Now catch this in the physical realm. Even God, how many know God didn't need to rest? Let's make that plain here first. God doesn't need to rest. But he gave us an example here. He says, even God on the seventh day rested when he created everything. In Genesis 1, 2 and 3, you know, took some chapters to create everything. So if God rested the seventh day, how much more should we rest the seventh day? Nobody should work 7 days a week. Hello. Let me go a step further. Even some of us should take 2 days off. It's a good thing. Sometimes you got to work 6 days. I understand that. My job, I could work every day if I wanted to, but I refuse to work every single day. I don't even work Saturdays unless it's something really important. Like the end of this month, I have a seminar that I have to do at a church with our job. That's different. But you know what? How many know it's God first, family second? I'll stop right there. Amen? Who first? God first. But then right after God, it's family. So if you work 7 days a week, You know what? You're probably forgetting about God and you're forgetting about family. And you're gonna have a hard time. You may have a lot of money, but you ain't gonna enjoy it. Amen. So we see here even God in an example to mankind, to me and you today, he says, even the Lord on the seventh day rested physically, and we need a spiritual rest too. Alright? Really important here. Now, how many know the seventh day is called the Sabbath day? You haven't heard me say that word in a long time. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of rest. Let's look at this real quick. Alright? Let's go to Exodus 20. Let's go there real quick. Exodus 20. This is the chapter of the Ten Commandments. Look at what's in here. We're going to read verses 8 through 11. Praise God. 8 through 11. In Exodus 20 it says, in verse 8, this is actually the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day. It's funny he said remember, because some are not remembering today. Amen? Some didn't remember today. They're not here. Praise God, right? Remember this, meaning don't forget Sunday is the Sabbath day. Amen? Remember the Sabbath day to what? Keep it holy. If you don't keep it holy, it's just another day. Man, you guys are real quiet today. Praise God. Either you're listening real well or I don't know what, but Lord, I need some help here. Amen? He says, keep it holy because it's the Sabbath. All right? Now let's read the rest of this. 6 days, now here it says, okay, 6 days thou shalt labor and do your work. So even 6 days is allowable. All right? But he says, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle. Even animals get a break. Praise God. Amen? Nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rest, there it is again, rested. Oh, hallelujah. Rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Praise God. Man, our society, our world needs to get back to this. How many know that? Our world is like work, 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 work. And you know what? The church kind of followed the world. We lost the concept. Oh, if I miss a Sunday here or there, or, you know, they won't miss me. It's not about us missing you. We do miss you. You're going to miss, praise God. You're going to miss the blessing of the Lord. Amen? How many know it's important that you come to church faithfully? Nobody's talking to me again. All right, praise God. It is, okay? It's the Sabbath. You got to make it holy. You got to make it important enough to say, I will come to church. Amen. And I'm going to go a step further for those of us, you know, unless you're working even Wednesday night, you should make a point and say, I'm coming Wednesday to the house of the Lord. Make Wednesday night holy too. Right? Man, I've been, the last couple weeks, I've been in church, it feels like every day. Like my wife said, Friday night we went to a worship conference. We had to drive all the way to Aurora. And let me tell you, from where I live to Aurora, that's pretty far. In the rain. But when you want to go somewhere, you're going to go. Amen? Nothing's going to stop you. Praise God. Same thing here. Okay? Really important that, what? We remember the Sabbath. All right? It's part of the commandments. 10 commandments. Man, we need to get back to the commandments, church. Amen? Let's go on here. Go back to Hebrews 4, verse 5. He says, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. He says it again. This is the second time he's saying it. That in this place, you can enter again into my rest. If you want to. But you know what he's saying here? He's saying to the Israelites, that they did not enter in his rest. But today, we have the choice. We can enter into God's rest. It's still available for me and you. But God says in Psalms 95:11, he says, "Unto whom I swear in my wrath," here it is again, "that they should not enter into my rest." Talking about the children of Israel. God was angry with his people. Why? Because they didn't believe and they were disobedient. Amen. So God says, you don't get the blessing of my rest on you. I want that today. How about you? I need it. Praise God. Every so often, I seem to be doing too much. And the Lord needs to say, time to sit down and rest. Can anybody relate to that? Like this weekend when he gave me this message, he said, you've been really going and going and going. You need to slow down. Amen. You need to rest, not only physically, but make sure spiritually you're resting in the Lord and you're not letting all these things around you phase you. Steal your joy. Oh, hallelujah. I'm hitting some things right now. Steal your confidence and your trust in the Lord. How many know the devil will throw everything he's got at you so that you'll lose your joy and your peace and your strength today? Amen? So God says, kick back, and rest. Amen? Realize, I got everything under control. You know, rest in me. You're not going to rest in the situations you're in. You know, sometimes we go home, but when we go home, we got confusion. And we don't even rest at home sometimes. Amen? We need to have rest in the home. Praise God. We need peace. We need pace in the house. Amen? God says, I give you that. It's my promise. But you got to walk in it. You got to receive it today. Believe it and apply it in your life. Don't be like the Israelites who didn't believe, so they didn't receive. Let's move on here. Praise God. I want to finish this. Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that somebody say some. That's us today. Some must enter therein. We're entering in today, okay? And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief. So again, today he's saying, it still is possible, it still is available to you and me today that we have the opportunity to still have that rest, amen, in the Lord. But he brings up Israel again and says, you know what? They did not enter into it because they didn't believe and because they were disobedient. Unbelief here means not only that they didn't have faith or didn't believe, but that they were disobedient also. That's what that word means, okay? But today, it's possible for me and you to walk in rest, amen, to walk in peace. Oh, it's such an important thing as a Christian today, amen, that we walk in this promise of rest, amen. Do any of us need any rest today? I know we do, okay? I know we do. Don't let that slip away from you. Don't let somebody take it from you. Amen. Verse 7. He says again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, King David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today. Somebody say today. Today, if you will hear his voice and not harden your heart. Alright? So, even in the day of David, back then, God was saying, if you will just listen to me, you'll just hear me and not harden your heart. How many know we need our hearts open always to God and His Word? He says, you'll receive the rest. Amen. But if you don't listen and if you harden your heart, you're not going to receive the rest that you so much dearly need today. That our world, our society needs so much today. They will never have this peace or this rest that we have in Jesus until they come to Christ. Amen? Until they give their lives to Christ like we have. That's part of the package today. Amen? That's why we can still laugh and be happy and have joy in our hearts, even though around us things are crumbling. Amen? You can still have that rest. Amen. That God bought for you and I on Calvary. Amen. It was purchased a long time for us. Amen. Verse 8, he says, for if Jesus had given them rest, Jesus wasn't there at that time, but if he had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Really, he's referring here to Joshua, because Joshua told them, how many know Joshua was Moses' right-hand man? Amen. Joshua tried to give them the rest, but they didn't want to receive it. So we know today that what was spoken of even another day, meaning even later on after all this time had gone by, up to even today, there's still another day that you can have this rest, meaning today. Praise God. It's still available for me and you today. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. That even though when things seem so crazy around me, I can still walk in that rest. Amen. I can still make sure that I am physically resting at times, but even more than that, walking in spiritual rest. Because it controls my life. Amen. How many know, we talked about this Wednesday night. This really goes together with Wednesday night, that we said that God told us in His Word that He gives us perfect peace that passes all understanding today. Amen? The world can't understand it. Even we don't understand it. We get what? Perfect peace. Because it comes from Him. Right? And the other scripture was that God brought to my memory was that great peace, not only perfect peace, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalms 119, 165. You need to memorize that scripture, church. Amen. When everything seems to be coming at you, say, oh, Lord, here it is. I'm walking in great peace. I will not be offended. I will not allow the devil or any demon or even any person get me off my peace. Somebody should have said amen there. Praise God. You have the authority to do that as a believer, okay? So he's saying that to us here. You know what? You have this available today. Just as they did back in David's time. It's still available for the church today if you want it. Amen. Verse 9 says, there remaineth, therefore, it remains for me and you, a rest to the people of God. How many times did you see rest in these few verses we read? Right? I think he's trying to tell us something. Rest. He says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. A rest of faith in a finished work. How many know Jesus finished the work? You don't have to go and die anymore, right? You don't have to go to the cross. Jesus finished the work for me and you. So you can rest in that. We have salvation today. We are looking for heaven. Amen? Onward, Christian soldier, right? You can rest in that. You can have confidence in that today. You can trust God in that. That the work that Jesus did, He finished it. Amen? So why do we let things come and steal our rest? Right? Why do we let people steal our rest? We shouldn't. Alright? It's our fault when we let that happen. A lot of times we say, oh, the devil this and the devil that. What about me and you? Amen? We let things come forth instead of saying, see the hand? It's not going any further. Amen? You got a problem? Take it up with the Lord. Amen? Don't come to me with that attitude. Amen? I have to tell my guys at work that sometimes. They come in with an attitude and this is wrong and that is wrong. I say, okay, time out. Amen? Let's make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing before we start, you know, putting the blame on everybody else. Amen? So God says here, this is for the church, for me and you. Praise God. He says here, that we can have a full and a complete Sabbath rest, amen, reserved for us who are the true people of God. Are we the true people of God today? I sure hope so, amen. Everybody should have said amen. We're the what? True people of God. We don't play games here. We're not playing games with God or with church or with anybody else, right? Unfortunately, there are people who are playing games with God. All right? They're not going to have this rest. Okay? The true, the sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled. I'm getting down here now. Praise God. Those who are really trying to what? Live holy lives. Who are the church, the true church. He says here, you know what? Rest remains for you every day. Praise God. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. Verse 10. We're almost done. Told you I was going to let you out early. Praise God. It says, for he that is entered into his rest, it's his rest, all right? You're just entering into it. Lest any man, oh, let me move back up. He also had ceased from his own works as God did from his. Now let's look at this for a second. It says that if we have entered into his rest, then we are going to cease or stop from our works just like God did from his. Meaning, he worked 6 days and he rested the seventh, right? We're going to do the same. Amen. Our works need to stop at some point and we need to take a break and rest. Follow the example of even God the Almighty to work, but then also to rest. Okay? Some of us maybe need to sleep more at night. All right? My wife, she gets amazed at me because I normally average probably 5 to 6 hours. And she's not like that. She needs probably 7 to 8. And that's the norm for everybody. Actually, the medical field tells you you should be sleeping 7 to 8 hours. But some, you know, some don't sleep as long. And that's me. I just, you know, as long as I sleep good and then I wake up, I'm ready to go. All right? And I don't need 7 or 8 hours. I can go back to years ago before I got into the insurance business. I used to work for Dominic's Food Store. And I used to have a shift that was 5 a.m. to 1:30. Okay? And I'm a night person. All right? So even though I had to get up like 4 o'clock, I still would go to bed 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Because that's just how I am. All right? But most of us, it's hard to do that. And it will catch up to you. Believe me, if I don't get my rest like I should too, eventually it's going to catch up to me. Amen? How many know your body talks to you? Well, the same way your spirit man talks to you. Right? You can't be running, and don't rest. Okay? Physically as well as spiritually. Amen. Last verse here. Verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man or woman fall after the same example of unbelief. Wow. What is he saying here? We need to strive diligently, okay, to make sure that we are entering into the rest of God every day. We have to strive. We have to be cognizant of it. We have to be careful that we allow the rest of God to be upon us and that we don't allow ourselves or anybody else to fall like they did with the children of Israel. Again, he brings up the example here. He says, lest any man or woman fall from the same example of what? Unbelief. Okay? Or disobedience. Is what he's saying here. They fell. They didn't have the rest. They didn't have the peace. They were always thinking about the Canaan land. Amen? You know, God was trying to bring them from the wilderness, out of the wilderness, to the Canaan land, right? But they couldn't, they didn't get it. So they never made it there. Right? How many know every single day we're living our lives and trying to fulfill the kingdom of God and do the will of God so that when Jesus comes back, we're ready. Amen. We're ready to meet Him. Actually, we're looking for Him. The Bible says we should be looking for Him. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Amen. And we're to look for Him because He's coming. He's coming back the same way He went. He's going to come in the clouds. How many ever look at the clouds and say, "It's today, Lord"? Amen. We need to be. He says, make sure, because it'd be a tragedy here, He says, that no one allows themselves to walk in unbelief or disobedience and miss the rest of God. All right? Praise God. We need that today, church. Hallelujah. Let's make sure that we don't walk in a wilderness over and over again. We don't do the same things over and over again. Another way to say that is cycles. I don't know if you've seen this in people, but even in my own life, I've seen that there were cycles in my life that God had to break. Okay? There was patterns. I tell this to my wife. I said, be careful that you don't allow this cycle to keep happening in your life, or this pattern. If it's not something good, God needs to break that thing. Amen? So that you can move on. Alright? Sometimes we get in a rut and we continue to do the same thing over and over again with no fruit. Alright? God says, I want to break that thing so that you can be better now. Praise God. You can move on. You can go to a new level in the Lord. How many know we are to walk in new levels? Praise God. Right? New levels, new devils. Nobody wants to hear that. But it's the truth. Okay? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let me just close in these two scriptures. You don't have to read them. Just let me speak them to you. In Exodus 33:14, it says this. And He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Hallelujah. How many want the presence of God? Amen? And how many know if you have the presence, you're going to have the rest, okay? One more scripture and we're closing. Matthew 11:25-29 says, take my yoke upon you. Some of you really need to grab this today. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And here it is. And you shall find rest unto your souls. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. How many need rest today? Hallelujah. Let's stand. Amen. Are you resting, church? Hallelujah. Or do you have unrest today? The opposite of rest is unrest. Rest or unrest. Amen. If this is you, praise God, and you really need a dosage, you need God to just bless you with the spirit of rest upon you. I'm going to ask you to make your way up here, and I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. Don't be ashamed. Don't say, oh, you know, me this or me that. Say, Lord, I need a touch of the peace of God. I need God's rest upon me so I won't be so hindered by what's going on around me. I need rest when I go back home because there's some problems that have to be taken care of. I need your rest. I need your peace, Lord, so I can handle it. Amen. If that's you, please come up here. Let me lay hands on you and pray for you. All right? Because we got to have it, church. To be effective in our walk, we need it. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word today. Lord, I thank you that your word gives us everything we need. And today, Lord, we're walking, we're entering in to your rest, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, right now, as we close this service in prayer, God, each one would sense the rest of God. Hallelujah. The rest of God. Take it in right now, church, in Jesus' name. The rest of God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us every day when we wake up till the time we go to sleep. Lord, we would not be hindered to the point that we would not walk in your rest, that we would, Lord, walk in your peace and in your joy. That is our strength today, your word says, Lord. Help us, God, to be just an example to others of what it is to live a life as a Christian, to walk as a believer, that yes, we do have problems and situations, but we have answers also. Hallelujah. And that, Lord, that problem will not dictate our life, but, Lord, you will handle the problem in us as it comes every day. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you today, Lord. I pray that this message will stay with us for a long time, Lord, actually forever, that we would walk in physical rest as well as resting in Jesus today. Lord, bless your people today. Lord, we look forward to coming back tonight. Lord, bless our visitors today, our guests as they have come to be with us. Lord, I pray that they have sensed the presence of God and they, Lord, will desire to come back into this house of prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said, amen. God bless you. Greet someone before you go. Make sure you come back tonight.